with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who flies all around Oceania, that's the Pacific Ocean and Indian Ocean, in pursuit of the story that has one big theme, China's aggression, looking to sign up and persuade and influence and intervene and use the sovereign states of all the islands stretching from Hawaii to the mainland, stretching from certainly the North Asia all the way to Australia and our ally New Zealand and involving Indonesia, all of these states. But we're going to concentrate on one in particular now, the Battle of Tinian. The anniversary is coming on the 24th of July. And the anniversary is important to the people of Tinian, but also this is a part of a state in Northern Marianas that's under the assault by the soft power of the People's Republic of China. How so, Cleo? What is China marked down as the way we're going to take Tinian?
So just so to be clear, so everybody knows, this is the United States of America. Tinian and Saipan are two of the islands in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, which is a U.S. territory. These are U.S. citizens. This is where the U.S. shares a border with Japan as a result of maritime border as a result of the liberation of this area from Imperial Japan almost exactly 80 years ago, as you mentioned with Tinian. This location is highly strategic. It's part of the same island chain as Guam. It's just north of Guam. If China is going to go after Taiwan in any way or Japan in any way, major U.S. installations in the Marianas is a problem. It's right in the area. So one of the things that they've been doing is trying to undermine the Commonwealth from the inside, I would argue through corruption and political interference and influence operations. They ran there are some very large Chinese linked casinos that injected billions into the political structures, which affected all sorts of things. And currently, at the moment, the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas is the only place in the United States where Chinese can arrive without a visa. This is in spite of the current governor of the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas saying he didn't want it, and over 30 members of Congress writing a letter to Secretary Mayorkas saying, why is there this loophole where Chinese nationals can arrive in the United States without a visa? They're not supposed to leave the Marianas, but there are cases brought to court where they go to Guam by boat from the Marianas. So they've arrived in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas with no background check or anything, and then they illegally get on a boat and go to Guam, where, of course, there are those critical military bases. They've also been buying driver's licenses, illegally U.S. driver's licenses, and all sorts of other nefarious activity. And currently now, the Chamber of Congress, Chamber of Commerce, and the GOP in the Commonwealth, the Republicans Party itself in the Northern Marianas, is pushing the U.S. Congress to lift the cap on flights coming directly from mainland China into the Northern Marianas. So then you would have a situation where you'd have Chinese arriving without visas directly on flights from mainland China. And they're saying it's for tourism reasons, but there are other tourist markets out there. In fact, the main tourist market right now is Korea. Japan used to be. There are other potentials. So this focus on building up this direct pipeline from mainland China into the U.S. through the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas is extremely disconcerting, especially at a time when those airfields that you mentioned that were so critical during World War II on Tinian are currently being rehabilitated by the U.S. Air Force at the cost of hundreds of millions of dollars in case of a Taiwan contingency specifically, but general Indo-Pacific operations generally.
I want to understand, though it is sovereign territory of the United States of America, China feels in no way intimidated in pressing its case of bribery, influence peddling, and corruption. Is that correct?
Yeah, not only that, the previous governor was up on corruption charges, and just last week, a special prosecutor was brought in to try to prosecute the case, and completely inexplicably, a judge has decided that that the Attorney General's office doesn't have the right, or I don't know how they phrased it. It's the most bizarre legal ruling I've ever seen to prosecute the former governor. So you have somebody who there's quite a lot of evidence of concerning activity, and there's no way to prosecute them. And the current governor has asked the federal government for help. The special prosecutor has asked the U.S. federal government for help, and no help has been forthcoming. So there doesn't even seem to be an ability to prosecute cases that could potentially lead to the coming out of information that could truly help with the security of the United States and in closing this huge backdoor into the U.S.
Response from the Department of Homeland Security. We have about a minute. Has there been any substantive response about the visa matter or the flights coming in?
So not on the flights, but on the visa matter, there was a letter sent back to the members of Congress that said that given China contributed to the economy of the Marianas in 2008-2009, they were going to be continuing this this loophole, even though the legislation itself that allowed this loophole says that it can be closed for security matters. And it used to be Russians and Chinese that could just come in, and they've closed it for Russians. So that, again, is inexplicable to me.
80 years ago, on the 24th of July, the United States took Tinian back from the Imperial Japanese Army, and today the Chinese Communist Party is the invader. Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.